SBS Radio.
Now, moving to the backlog of citizenship applications, Minister, which are currently being assessed, we were told by the Department of Home Affairs that as of April 30th this year, there were over 200,000 citizenship applications still being processed. This is unprecedented, isn't it?
Well, the number of people applying for citizenship actually continues to grow each and every year. We've got we've been having about 190,000 people each year become permanent residents, and then typically a year or so after that, they're applying for citizenship. They're at relatively high historic numbers presently. So that's the first point. We've got more people applying for citizenship. I suppose the second point I'd make is that 75% of all applications are still processed within 14 months. And 90% are processed within 16 months. There are some outliers on the edges. Now, typically those outliers which are taking more than 16 months are just because we've got information which is lacking, or there's a greater security concern which might be apparent, which we just need to get to the bottom of. And so that's why there is some delay with some of those other ones.
Is it also the confusion that was caused with the bill that was put through? You tried to put it through Parliament last year and everything was put on hold, because what we can see, but the latest numbers we had, in the first 8 months of this financial year, only 54,000 citizenship applications were approved, as compared to 140,000 in the previous year in 2016-17.
Yeah, so we're working through the citizenship applications, and we will get there. As I said, when the data itself, and I've just asked for this recent data, 75% are still being processed within 14 months. That's up to date as of the end of May. You know, that's still pretty good. Now, what does that mean? It means if someone has applied for citizenship, typically you'll only be waiting a year. You may have to wait a little bit longer, but of course you're guaranteed in terms of your permanent residency. So you're here in the country, you've got access to Medicare, you've got access to all of the other benefits by and large, and then just, you know, be a little bit patient for a few more months and that citizenship will come through, which then, of course, gives you access to votes, access to being a full member of the Australian family.
Minister, is it a resource issue? Do you need more case officers? Or do you have a quota of the number of applications that are approved any year?
No, there's no quota. I mean, we do have incredible demand in terms of visa processing generally. Now, we've got about 9 million visas which are processed each and every year, and that is growing considerably each year. We expect that figure to grow to 13 million by 2028, in a decade's time. Now, not only have we got a significant demand for visa applications, but we've also got greater complexity, and there's a higher national security there's a higher national security threshold these days,
yes,
as well as, I think, people understand. We do have to be very careful about ensuring that we're doing the proper national security checks so that we can keep the Australian public safe as much as humanly possible.
Understood. I think everybody understands that need. But looking at it, 140,000 applications for citizenship approved in the last year, and this year it doesn't seem like less than half have come through. So my question really is, why isn't your department helping those people who want to pledge allegiance to the country? Why wouldn't you put some systems in place so that the backlogs are clear? Otherwise this will keep ballooning, wouldn't it, Minister?
Oh, well, let's just wait and see. I don't think that's going to be the case, because, as I said, when I look at the data, I still see the fact that 75% of citizenship applications are processed within 14 months. Now, that has gone out absolutely a little bit over the last year. I acknowledge that, but nevertheless, we still are getting through those citizenship applications. And for most people, yes, it might be a couple of more months wait than perhaps they would have had to wait a couple of years ago. But It's a pretty significant prize at the end in terms of Australian citizenship, and I hope people will be patient with us, acknowledging that there is huge demand for both visa and citizenship applications at the moment.
We can only go by the complaints that we receive, Minister. I'm sure your department receives a fair share as well. And there are many, there's so many different types. And one question in particular that stuck out for us is a couple who applied together at the same time last year, different nationalities. A person of one nationality was granted their visa much, much faster, whereas their wife is still awaiting outcome. Exactly the same date of application. As long as the visa, the citizenship, application was linked, the gentleman who had the approval did not even get a call for citizenship ceremony. The moment he delinked it, he was able to become a citizen this month, and his wife's application is still in abeyance. It's been 16 months.
Yeah, listen, I obviously don't know the details of the particular couple that you are referring to. Every individual is individually assessed, and certainly from a character and a health and a security perspective, every individual is different. If you're coming from a country which has a higher national security profile, it may take longer, versus if you're coming from a country or a region within a country which is seen as a much safer destination where the national security risk is much lower. So it could be related to that. It could be related to...
Was from Hong Kong, Minister.
So in terms of who? The husband or the wife?
The wife, whose application is still not approved. The one that was approved was from Britain.
Sorry, I've just lost you there.
So the husband is from Britain,
yep.
And his was approved pretty much within 4 months.
Yep.
The wife is from Hong Kong, and she's still waiting 16 months on.
Yeah, so I just don't know what has occurred there. Now, sometimes there are bureaucratic stuff-ups. Now, that happens when you've got a huge department, when you've
yes.
got 9 million visa applications each and every year. So if in that instance, if they're from, for example, Hong Kong, and they think that it's been an unreasonable delay, they yes. could actually go to their local federal member of parliament, because if there is a bureaucratic stuff-up there, then we can get that fixed, obviously,
sure.
quite quickly. But I would say that 16 months, I gave you those figures before in terms of 90% are processed within 16 months. So it sounds unusual for her to be outside of that if you're from Hong Kong. But I just don't know the circumstances surrounding
sure.
it.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.